purged the church. And then the next several weeks, we had more people to join our church than the whole time we'd ever been a church. In fact, I started to send each of them a card saying, thank you so much. Can you please drop by every month and let's do it again? Because the Bible says when you purge a tree, it'll bring forth more fruit. Now, all the scriptures were in the Bible. And the only people that had problem with my teaching on tithing that day were people who were not tithing. The only person that has a problem with me preaching on adultery are people who are in adultery. The only people who got problems with me talking about or even mentioning the word homosexual are those who still struggling and getting upset thinking that, well, see, they out here don't even like homosexuals. I love homosexuals. I just don't agree with how you decide to live at all. I love you. I love you. I'm not homophobic. I'm not afraid to hug you and all of the other stuff. But hey, I think what you need to do is understand that this is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Tithing is in the Bible. All that stuff is in the Bible. You're not doing yourself no good by getting mad at me because I'm showing you something that's in the book. You came here so I can show you something. Don't be trying to manipulate the scripture. Well, you know, times have changed, and I think what the law really meant, see, because he know that you have bills and things, and he know I ain't got very much money because I had a high cell phone bill. The law know that I had to use his tithe to pay this thing off, so I don't think he really mind. Now, don't y'all move too much, because move, do what you got to do. If it ain't in your heart, you'll move later, you know. Now, what God understands is that you robbed him. That's all he understands. But as long as, see, a man that makes an excuse is unteachable. Because every time I try to teach you something, then you make an excuse. Well, here's what the Bible said. Yeah, but you know, the only reason I did... Wait a minute. You're not teachable. You're not teachable. Understand. At least hear it. At least get a hold of it before you get up and say, you know what? I go again talking about money. We're supposed to be talking about growing up. He talking about money. You know where people need to really grow up? It's in this area where money is concerned. If you're going to grow up anywhere, that's where you need to grow up. Don't try to justify sin. God's a holy God. Now, we may not be perfect yet. We're on our way to perfection. But don't be mocking God. Don't be mocking God now. Don't be mocking God. It's a mockery in the sight of heaven for two men to come to an altar to be married. That's a mockery. It is. It's an abomination. Why? All right, why? Why? I don't want to just say that. But why? Because Steve and Frank can't have a gym. Yeah, but there's adoption. No. Not even considering adoption. We're talking about the miracle of multiplication. We're talking about a man and a woman coming together to make one flesh, to reproduce and to keep the race and the seed going on in the earth. Now, surely in the natural, that makes sense. That just makes sense in the natural. Two men can't get pregnant. It can't happen. It can't happen. So what would happen if everybody on the planet decided to go that route? What would happen? Human nature would what? Cease to be. It makes sense. It's a good law. It makes perfectly good sense. And yet, we want to sit up there and fuss about that and talk about God made you that way. I'm going to show you in a minute. I'm setting you up for something. I'm going to show you in a minute how things like this happen. God didn't make you that way. A part of your brain was a little larger or something, whatever that stuff. Well, you don't understand. You just don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand that you don't have to go that way if you don't want to. Jesus
died. Now, if anybody understands that, Jesus does.